Having two juries is a little confusing. We told you on Victory Sunday that we'd be back in early May with a report on our progress. And I want to tell you that on Tuesday, Troy and Jerry and I had a conference call with Don Gaynor, who a number of you have met and who's been advising us on how to proceed with this campaign. And he told us that there was another church in this county who had successfully completed their campaign, and I went on the internet last night to find out something about the size of their congregation. Well, I didn't get numbers on that. I got a comparison in the sense that they have 19 pastors and a support staff of 19 people. They are many times larger than we are, and they raised $1.5 million. Now, wait until you see what we accomplished. Jerry?
Good morning, everybody. Jerry and I really want to thank all of those who helped us. And I've got a cast in the back that's looking at me, wondering what I'm going to say next. So I definitely want to thank a few people, quite a few people. Troy, for his leadership and focus, not to mention maintaining his day job while going out nearly every night for 2 or 3 weeks doing desserts. That was huge. Leslie and her family for letting him go out all those nights. And the dessert team for scheduling Troy's life, and for those weeks of booking homes and juggling schedules as things changed. To all of those who so kindly opened their homes for the dessert meetings, that was marvelous, and we thank you very much. To the GIST team for opening their hearts and speaking about what is important to them now and why it is important to them in the future. And to all those who participated in the video and the brochure production, we want to say thank you. To Don Gaynor for his calm and steadfast guidance, and to anyone who I inadvertently missed, and I really apologize because I know I've probably missed some people and some activities that occurred, but it was huge. And I got to say, it's really amazing when everybody pulls the rope in the same direction, what we can accomplish. So, as you're well aware, our goal in planning has been focused upon developing necessary space for youth. We're working towards that end. So, in that regard, I've asked for some help from some youth. Can't do this by myself, it's a team. So, sure, more the merrier. Kids, join me. Where are you? Wonderful. Look at this, the future. All right, so now, with the help of a drum roll, I want to share our number.
Did you go to Savannah?
So, this sum, a little bit lower than the goal we'd set for ourselves, but a really tidy sum, and we want to thank everybody for your great, great opening your hearts, opening yourselves to take on such a pledge, and we're moving forward. So, some folks have already started their giving towards their pledges. Some are asking us when we should start, and we're going to say from here on, let's just make June 1st the date that we remember as the official date. But anybody that's given thus far, we really appreciate it. We'll keep going. Thank you.